Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. There are a lot of terms and a lot of abbreviations, and I just don't know what any of them are. Can you help explain some of these terms and abbreviations? Answer. Yes, we will start off with an explanation of some of these terms and abbreviations. But that's part of the point of this podcast, is to answer these questions, because really, some of these terms we're going to go through really could be full episodes for this podcast. So let's get started. Start with the basics. The foundation is always the best place to start. TBI stands for a traumatic brain injury. PTA, post-traumatic amnesia. That means memory loss after the trauma. OLOG, that is the orientation log. It's a scale to help measure post-traumatic amnesia and when one comes out of post-traumatic amnesia. Of note, it was developed by a mentor of mine at the University of Alabama in Birmingham, Dr. Thomas Novak, a neuropsychologist. EEG, electroencephalography. This is a way of measuring electrical potential in the brain, oftentimes to diagnose seizure. AED, anti-epileptic drugs. These are drugs that help to treat seizures. Drugs such as Keppra or valproic acid or phenytoin. CVA, cerebrovascular accident. It's also known as a stroke. Basically, accidents or injuries or any sort of damage to a particular region to the blood vessels in the brain. PEG tube. This stands for percutaneous endoscopic gastrostomy tube. NG tube. Nasogastric tube. A PEG tube goes directly through the abdominal wall into the stomach. An NG tube is fed through the nose down the esophagus into the stomach. PCS, post-concussion syndrome. Coma, MCS, VS, and UWS. These four terms have very complicated definitions and understandings. But we will shed a little bit of light now on them with, in the future, possibly dedicating more episodes to these topics should the questions be asked by you all, the listeners. A coma is when someone has no sleep-wake cycles and are unaware of their surroundings. A vegetative state, VS, which nowadays is kind of transitioning into the term of UWS, unresponsive wakefulness, is when a patient continues to not have an awareness of their surroundings, but does have sleep-wake cycles. And a minimally conscious state is when a patient has sleep-wake cycles and starts to have an understanding of their surroundings. Other important terms are IRF, inpatient rehab, IRF, also commonly known as a acute inpatient rehab. Then also another word, SNF, SNF, also known as a subacute nursing facility. See, in rehab, just like in acute care medicine, there are many different levels to one's rehabilitation. As in acute care medicine, one may be in an intensive care unit, an ICU, or a trauma ICU, and then get transferred to a regular acute care medicine bed. Then a patient may proceed to acute inpatient rehab, where they still maintain a lot of medical and nursing oversight while undergoing their therapies. A patient may be more appropriate for a SNF, where there is still some medical oversight, but a patient is able to obtain their therapies as well. It really all depends on the medical needs and the participation levels and the ability of the patients at this time of their injury and the process they go through in healing, which then determines where they ultimately get discharged. And of course, we will not leave out terms for the various therapists a patient with a TBI may encounter. PT, physical therapist. OT, occupational therapist. SLP, speech language pathologist. RT, recreational therapist. KT, kinesiotherapist. MT, music therapist. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.